This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba. Filmmaker H.P. Mendoza's first movie, Colma the Musical, is an indie hit turned cult favorite. H.P.'s newest movie just premiered this month at the Center for Asian American Media's Film Festival, or CAMFest. The film is called Bitter Melon. It's a tragicomedy set in San Francisco's Mission District, and it follows a Filipino-American family plotting a murder. H.P. came to KALW Studios to talk with Jen Chien about making the film.
The movie is described as a dark comedy, but it also has elements of horror. It's dramatic at times. How did you think about balancing those tones?
Balancing the horrific elements and the drama with the comedy is not something that came to me that naturally when I wrote it back in 1997. I mean, if I could be honest, I was...
So this is a story that you've been chewing on for a long time.
I didn't chew on it enough when I first wrote it in 1997. I was 21 years old, and I thought I knew everything. I'm an expert storyteller, and I wrote this wacky black comedy. And what did I know about black comedy at the time? But I think as the years went on, I would kind of revisit this story. I realized, it doesn't feel dark because I'm constantly forcing people to laugh at it. Laughing uncomfortably at something dark doesn't make something dark. You know what I mean? It actually lessens the impact. And I thought, no, I really actually want Bitter Melon to feel dark, and how do I do that? And in this final draft of this script, I think what happened was I let the things that are funny be funny, and the things that are dark actually be dark. Like, honor the drama, right? The original script was categorized as a dark comedy, and the new one's a tragic comedy.
One of the first lines in this new movie, which the mom of the family says, is,
"Diva,
I don't know how you could even live with Troy. I'd be so depressed.
Depression is for white people.
Depression is for white people. Okay, Auntie."
So can we just unpack that a little bit and tell me why you put that, like, why is that at the beginning of the movie? Does that mean something?
It's because it's called back. You know, it's a thread in the film. This idea that, this Filipino-American family can kind of live in this bubble. And once anyone moves out of it and goes out into the world, they're kind of ridiculed for adopting things that might not be so Filipino-American, like, I don't know, organic food or like the concept of gentrification. One of those things might be depression. It's kind of this thing. It's like, look, well, brown people don't have time to be depressed. That's a white construct. And so I like the idea that the lead character might have depressive tendencies and the mother kind of diminutizing it.
And is that something that comes from your own life?
I think it's something that a lot of people I grew up with went through. I don't want to make too much of a statement out of it because, that's the reason why it's a joke in the film. Because I think that by the end of the movie, everyone kind of embraces that depression is very much a real thing, And it's something that I also think a lot of people in my own family, a lot of the baby boomers in my family, they used to think of it as something that was just a white construct. And suddenly they're like, no, there's something to this. I'm not doing so well. I think I need to, I think I might, maybe I do need a psychologist. And I'm like, hey, let's split the difference. How about you just exercise,
Right.
And
or talk to your family about your feelings.
Not be so Asian about it. Like, maybe you can actually open your heart and talk,
Yeah. Yeah. Because there just isn't that much media still about Filipino Americans. Do you feel a pressure, either internally or externally, to be representing this community fully?
Every movie that I have is kind of like just to the left of center, that where I don't feel like I need to represent a whole swath. That is, I guess, a danger, right? Because I have been taken to task for that. I'll never forget, the Philippine News.
By the Filipino-American community.
Yeah. The Philippine News, they just, did not like Colma. They're like, why are these kids smoking marijuana on the hill? And why are they drinking illegally? Or, they're sneaking into bars.
As in, this is showing a bad image of our people.
Right. And I remember the one thing that got to me was, Filipino kids don't do that. And I was like, we did. do you want me to write a personal story or not? Mm-hmm. And I think for Bitter Melon, I think a lot of people were expecting it. Like they're, oh, this will be the one where you show what a Filipino-American family is all about. And from the get-go, that this family is going to go off the rails. I want to hint to it as much as possible.
At the same, or maybe on the other side, do you get people coming up to you and saying, you've really represented me?
With Bitter Melon, we've had a few test screenings and a couple of sneak previews, and people might take me to task during these test screenings saying I don't know, this is a really unpleasant story. Do you want to be telling these Filipino stories like this? But the Filipino Americans in the audience are always like, yes, we actually want this. We don't want after-school specials.
This is getting to something true for
right.
them.
Right, yeah. Our last test screening, we actually had like a bunch of other Filipino filmmakers come. And the interesting thing there was a lot of the Filipino filmmakers who came were documentary filmmakers, and they were conflicted. They didn't know how they felt about seeing a family like that in an artistic context. You know what I mean?
What way?
Well, there's a lot of room for ambiguity and a lot of room for interpretation. And I think a lot of documentary filmmakers, they say like, no, you have to provide solutions. I'm like, no, I actually want to provide a space to talk. If I wanted to be prescriptive about what to do about domestic violence, I know a number you should call. You know what I mean? We know what to do. But my question is, if we all know what to do, why aren't we doing anything about it? And that's where I think a lot of people feel really uncomfortable about it.
You wrote this original screenplay 20 years ago, mm-hmm. a little over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So looking at it now, at the completed piece, do you feel like it reached its potential? Did it do all right?
I think it did all right. I think it did. I mean, you know, I'm really proud of it. I think it's better than I originally intended. And a lot of that was because I allowed it to breathe and I gave it time to sort of gestate. Wherever the movie graduates to, I'll always be proud of this baby.